We're right in the middle of a second date update. If you're just joining us, Nikki is on the phone, quote, Nikki, end quote, because that's not her real name. She wanted to be anonymous, so that's what we're calling her. She actually went out with her boss at work. They had a fun evening that lasted until the next morning, if you get my drift. And then after that, her boss got transferred, and he hasn't talked to her at all. So she wants to give him a call and find out what went wrong. Hey, Nikki, how much thought did you give to your alias? Like, your real name isn't Nicole, right?
That's a good question.
No.
Okay. That'd be pretty funny. Worry. Like, we talked to him, and we're like, hey, Nikki, I know that's a fake name. And he's like, oh, that's Nicole. I know Nicole very well. Okay, so you gave your alias a little more thought than that.
Yeah.
All right.
And what are we going to call him? Do we get his real name, or is that a fake name, too?
Can you beep it out?
Yeah, we can beep out his name. Okay. Or I'll start calling him Nikki, too. You guys can both be Nikki.
I can call him
Nicole. Nikki and Nicole. Well, I don't know. We'll figure it out, but we'll start the call by beeping out his name so you don't put him on blast either, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, here we go. I'm going to dial the phone number right now.
Okay. Hello?
Hi, can I speak to please?
This is speaking. Who is this?
Hey, man, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Jubal?
Yeah, Jubal. I host a radio show called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
How are you doing today?
I'm all right. Is this business related?
Yeah, loosely. It kind of is.
Very loosely.
You recently actually went out on a date with somebody who works for your company.
So this is not business related.
Well, I mean, it sort of is. You guys work in the same industry, and you went out on a date.
Yeah.
So,
you know, honestly, I don't really feel comfortable discussing this. It's a private matter.
I know, but if I can just ask you, like, a couple questions, because she's just curious. She won't tell us her real name.
You have to understand, I have no idea who you are, and I can't really answer a bunch of personal questions here.
I know, but let me tell you this. You're anonymous right now, and she's anonymous, too. She hasn't even given us her real name. We know her as Nikki.
What do you mean that I'm anonymous? I don't understand that.
We beeped your name out of this, so nobody will hear your name. I just have a couple questions for you, and then we'll let you go.
What are your questions? Because I can't really tell you a whole lot.
So this girl, Nikki, that's what we know her by. I'm sure you know her as another name. She told us about how you guys were very flirty at work, and then you ended up going out on a date and kind of spent the night together. And since then, you got transferred to, like, a different office, and now she can't get a hold of you. And she wants to know if she did something wrong.
No. I mean, that's the short answer. She did not do anything wrong, and she should not feel like she did do anything wrong.
Okay, is there anything that I can tell her? Or is there a reason that you haven't reached out to her?
Yes, there is a reason. I guess you could tell her that and just let her know that it's not her fault, and that this situation, I guess, is evolving. That's what, all I can really say.
That is so vague. Oh, my gosh. I would be going crazy if I were her right now.
So, do you like her?
I mean, this is absolutely anonymous, yes?
Yes. I promise you we will not divulge your name or any information about you. We strictly just want to know about the relationship between you two.
Okay. Yes, I like her.
Good.
Okay, so what is the problem then?
Wait, can you guys relay a message to her? Is that cool?
Yeah, that's the whole point.
We'll tell her whatever, man.
I'll tell her whatever you want me to tell her.
You can tell her not to worry and just explain that I was a bit careless in the way that we initially communicated.
Wait,
what
is that?
And she'll understand that. She'll understand that.
Well, now I want to know. Because didn't you just ask her out on a date and then you guys went on a date and then it, you know, had a really fun night?
It was a situation where we communicated via email and we should not have communicated via email because we were using work emails.
Oh, so you got busted.
Yes, basically.
Oh.
I was sort of in a position where I was being vetted for a promotion, and therefore the server was being monitored, and they raised that as a red flag, and it was a very serious issue.
Oh,
and,
and
actions were taken, and hopefully that those actions sort of satisfied my superiors, and everything is fine now.
That's crazy. So did you get transferred because you got caught hooking up with Nikki?
No, not because of that. I elected to get transferred as a way of sort of appeasing my superiors. Oh. There was a question of whether or not I would be fit for the promotion. And that was sort of a bargaining chip that I used. And I was not happy about having to do that, but that was sort of the one thing that could get them off my tail.
Why can't you just tell her that?
Right.
Because we still work in the same company. To continue communicating would be a disregard of that contract that I have with my superior.
So they transferred you and then told you couldn't contact her.
We work at the same company, and I have to respect that.
I hope you called your boss a C-block.
Well, you can't even, like, email her on a personal email account? That's crazy.
Honestly, I don't want to take any chances. I was told by my superiors that I was not supposed to contact her, and although we're not in the same branch, she's not on my team anymore, it's inappropriate for us to continue communicating.
That is so dumb, man.
So you want me to tell her that your boss has found out, transferred you to another place and told you never to talk to her again, so...
No, don't say that to her. just let her know that I am currently seeking a new job, so that may change shortly.
Whoa! Oh. You're going to find a new job just so you can date her?
I would like to. That's the hope, is that I could find a similar position and then we could resume everything. Yeah, that's the hope.
Aww,
wow,
that's
all right.
Awesome.
That's so cute.
I can't tell her that.
But you said you could pass a message on for me.
I can. I'm just not going to say it to her because you actually already did. She's on the other line listening to this conversation and wants to talk to you.
What?
Yeah. Nikki, are you there?
Hi. Oh, my God.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah. I'm a little taken off guard here.
Oh, my God. I had no idea. First of all, I'm really sorry that happened, but you don't have to look for another job. That's absurd.
I mean, I can't even believe that you're on the radio. I mean, did you listen to the entire thing? Have you been listening?
I did listen to the entire thing, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't have any other way to get in touch with you. I kept calling and texting.
Right. Well, I guess now you know why.
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to blow you off.
I appreciate that. I'm really flattered. I really am, but I feel uncomfortable about you quitting a job. We went on one date. Like, that's not a reason to quit your job so that you can continue to date me. Like, that's crazy. It's a really good promotion.
What are you doing?
It is a good promotion, but it's also a situation where I do like you, and it would be nice to at least see where that could go, and if I could find something that was similar, you know, I'd be willing to do that.
Yeah, but you love this company. Like, why?
I do. You're right. I do love the company.
But I could also love another company,
and I think if I could have both, then that would be desirable.
Nikki, I'm so confused. Why are you trying to talk him out of this?
Because what if then it doesn't work out? Like, what if then it doesn't work out and you quit your job for me? Because we went on one date and it was really fun. I feel weird about that.
I understand that, but, you know, I'm not going to take some huge pay cut and do some crazy thing. But, you know, honestly, I think if this is something that we could explore, then why not do it? If I could find something that's interesting. And
yeah.
I mean, it's a risk, but it's a risk that I'm really willing to take if I get to date you.
Aww.
That's very sweet. That's very sweet.
It is.
Do you have any prospects right now, or have you just started the job search?
I've started the job search, and I have a few leads. I'll say that.
Well, that's good.
Dude, Nikki, I mean, he sounds pretty dreamy. And you were, like, super into him before you heard about this.
I mean, I am really, really into him. God, I don't know what to say. I can't believe that this is what it is. Like, this is the reason. I don't know what to do. Like, it feels like this is, I don't know, it feels weird. I don't know. And nice.
Weird and nice.
You got a guy who's willing to quit his job for you.
I know.
I mean, listen, I'll take the lead on figuring all that out. You don't have to worry about it. Let me handle that. And then after things change, you know, we can definitely be in touch. So I would like that.
All right. Well, I have to ask this because it's a second date update. Aww. We already kind of know the answer, but would you like to go out on a second date? We will pay for it, but not until you have new employment.
Yeah.
I would like that very much.
Yes! Awesome!
Right. So cute. Will you keep us up to date on how it goes?
Yes.
All right, well, it's a successful second date update then. Congratulations,
Yay!
You guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Whatever your names are. I'm really happy for you.